This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Over the weekend, California Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would have made it harder for police to use cell phones to track suspects' locations. It echoes a similar debate around the country between protection and privacy. Here's Marketplace's Eve Troe.
Imagine your car gets stolen, but your cell phone is in it. The police can ask the phone company to turn on a service that tracks your phone's location and help the cops find the thief.
Law enforcement can ping users' cell phones and other devices and learn where they are in real time.
That's Chris Huffnagel at the UC Berkeley School of Law. He says police around the country ping cell phones every day to catch suspects in the act. But for phone companies, it's a thorny issue. They get so many police requests, he says, they need full-time staff to handle them.
Most companies do not want to provide this information to law enforcement, but they feel pressured to do so.
The companies don't want it getting out that they let police ping your phone if it's involved in a crime because, well, lots of customers are already freaked out about digital privacy. And while tracking your phone could help solve a crime in the moment, it could also violate rights without proper cause. Several states are wrangling with the issue. New Jersey went the opposite direction of California. Police there must get a warrant to track a cell phone. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.